Hey， 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是 Alan。 我现在啊，基本不怎么看电视了，有时候想看一点东西的话呢，也可能会选择上网来看。有时候我会不仅在想啊， Is cable TV on its way out? 有线电视真的完蛋了吗？那么今天呢， Alan 就和我们的美国朋友 TJ 一起来聊一聊这个话题。TJ 啊，我不知道你有没有注意到，现在很多人呢，就是看一些视频啊、节目啊，都不会去看传统的 cable TV， 也就是有线电视了，更多是会在上一些网站来看，你有发现吗？
好像还真是这样。I haven't watched any actual show on 有线电视 in a really long time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, even when I was back in America. Maybe if I wanted to watch the news, but who the hell am I kidding? I'm not going to watch the damn news.
TJ 说他也是一样的，就好长时间都没有真正的在电视机上来看过一些节目了。TJ, 推荐一些美国的传统电视台给我们好不好？
Yeah, Spike TV is really a man's channel.
叫做 Spike TV, 对不对？
Yeah, you know, 暴力、女人、啤酒等等。
哈，那还真的是一个男性的频道 ,man's channel.
Right.
So what else? 你还喜欢什么其他的频道吗？
我喜欢 Animal Planet.
Animal Planet.
动物星球。
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot. I like it a lot. You know, nature...It's really scary.
你喜欢这种大自然的魔力，对吧？
And I think the Chinese people must know about the Discovery Channel since its logo is plastered on the side of so many cars.
TJ 真是吐得一手好槽啊！他说，中国的很多朋友可能蛮熟悉这个发现探索频道的，因为好多车外面都喜欢贴着一个 Discovery Channel 的不干胶。今天 Alan 和我的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是
传统电视会消失吗？
如果你想和我们一起来互动，或者你希望获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。 TJ 能不能给大家介绍一些在美国以前特别受欢迎或者说最受欢迎的电视节目呢？
There's a lot of game shows like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune。
刚才 DJ 讲这两个真的是鼎鼎大名啊， Jeopardy 叫做危险边缘的这样一个智力益智问答游戏节目，是哥伦比亚广播公司推出的，叫做危险边缘。另外讲的一个 Wheel of Fortune 是财富大转盘，是一个 CBS 电视台晚间七点档的黄金时段推出的一个，也是一个智力问答财富节目。
And The Price is Right is super old.
哦，这个就更老了， The Price is Right这个超级老，它跟那个央视二套有一个购物街的一个电视节目呢，规则这些东西都非常的相似。
Yeah, it's the show where all this cool stuff is presented to the contestants,、and whoever guesses the price or gets closest to it gets whatever is being shown.
就是那些挑战者来猜那些有一些奖品或者说展品的价格，猜得最相近的那个人呢，最后就可以获得这样一个奖品。所以说 TJ, 对于你个人而言，你最喜欢哪一个节目呢？ And do you watch them on cable TV?
Well, I've gone through all of Boardwalk Empire.
That one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
大西洋帝国，我必须要打断它，我也非常喜欢那个 one. I'm so fucking love it.
Why Boardwalk Empire? But I don't really think people are going to understand it unless they understand 美国 Prohibition era.
Yeah.我们之前聊过啊 ,Netflix 这样一家公司真的是超级棒。And Netflix has gotten huge, right?、They're now producing their own movies and shows,、like House of Cards, right?
Sure, 纸牌屋 awesome show, starring one of my favorite actors. And politicians in America have even said that the show depicts that political life really well.
Really well.
Mm-hmm.
And who's their competitors? I guess it's probably Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu. Yeah, but I mean, that's really not saying much. I mean, Netflix is still miles away.
Miles away.
Miles.
刚才我们聊到两家公司，一家叫做 Netflix, 另外一家叫做 Hulu, 都是美国两家主流的视频网站公司，超级棒。如果大家感兴趣的话，可以上网来搜索一下。
Yeah, I did hear a funny story about Netflix recently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it was about this kid. Apparently, he had gotten his Netflix account hacked.
然后他说，他给我们讲一个故事，讲他 他听到一个男孩，然后他的 Netflix 账户被黑客黑掉了。
Well, instead of this hacker changing this kid's password and locking him out, he left the password the same, and the two of them just kind of recommended movies to each other on different accounts.
然后他说，那个黑客并没有把这个男孩的账户密码给改掉，而是说两个人开始聊天了，然后留下互相的推荐一些好的片子、好的电影，还好有爱，真是非常有爱的一个故事啊。说到这个在线视频啊，我觉得有一个话题我们就不得不说起的，就是这个盗版。Since piracy is a serious problem in online video, right?
Oh yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's really not much anyone can do about it except say that it's stealing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much that goes into it. Now that you mention it, I think that's, you know, we would have to spend, you know, another 20 minutes talking about it.
I guess so.
Yeah. So we can make it like another podcast or something, focusing on.Piracy.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
I believe that cable TV is on its way out.
That's one way of looking at it. I think that cable TV's lifespan depends on the TV shows available. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
Take House of Cards, or not House of Cards, but Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
It's only available on cable TV. And if that show is only available on cable TV, people will buy cable TV specifically to watch that show.
True. Hmm.好了，今天的节目就到这里。如果你希望查看更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们热血教师成长计划课程呢已经上线了，七月份限时特惠八折中，只需要960元，你就可以从零基础一直学到高级以及商务英语啊。如果你想了解更多的课程信息的话，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字1就可以了。我是 Alan， 咱们下期见。
我是 DJ， 下期见。